Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Four Pella High School students recently traveled to the Space Center in Houston to compete with others from Iowa and Texas in the NASA Space Settlement Design Competition. That group joins us on today's program.
Hello, my name is Lorian McClure.
Hello, my name is Jack Weaver.
Hello, my name is Owen McCracken.
Hello, my name is Kesar Lines.
And we are here with the crew that competed from Pella High School at the NASA Space Settlement Competition in Houston in March. The four of you had a lot of success as well. First of all, let our listeners know how you got involved with the project and what it meant to be a part of it.
I first heard about the project when the little Google form to apply came out, and I did some research and I applied because I thought it sounded like a cool opportunity.
I found out about it through a friend last year that they talked about it, and then I was able to do it through a Google form.
I found out about it last year through one of my science teachers and applied through the Google form.
I found out about it around the same time as Lorian did with the same Google form, but I've been interested in both space and engineering for the better part of my life.
Well, for our listeners who don't know, then the competition itself obviously took you out of Pella and took you somewhere else in Houston. What is the Space Settlement Competition, as best you can describe it, and what were some of the things that you were doing while you were in Houston?
To describe it, I would just say we go down there, we try to form a company, quote-unquote, but still a sort of design of what a company would be like, and we try to work together with around 50 other people to design and engineer a space settlement and every aspect that goes into that settlement, from human engineering to structural.
And then for each of you, what were some of the things you did as part of that project then?
The competition itself, I'd say, is just primarily a lot of teamwork trying to build a whole space settlement for a specific use. I primarily just helped out with the automation parts of that with the robots.
Like Owen, I was also part of the automation division for my company. I had to build the robots that would be used to, or design the robots that would be used to build the actual space settlement and other applications.
I was officially part of the structural department, but I was more of a connection between different departments to find out where they all intersected.
Well, and then for each of you within that process and the other things that were around it, what were some of the things you learned? Obviously, you're at NASA. You're around other individuals from, as I understand, across the country. So it's one of those I'm sure you learned a lot, whether it was about other people or about NASA or space itself.
I learned a lot about the logistics of sending things to space, which I hadn't really considered before. And I also learned that most of engineering is actually teamwork and not actually math.
I learned that it's very hard to communicate between large groups of people, especially ones working in very different divisions. And also in space, having no gravity makes a lot of applications really weird, so you have to design for that.
One thing I learned, don't put fish in windows. But besides that, just try to make gravity application, try to make that as, I guess, that on Earth through a few ways that I know of.
How did you learn this lesson about fish in windows? You got me intrigued here.
Because we are out in space, there's radiation there. So we don't want radiation getting into the settlement itself. So we put water in the windows. For some reason, our management team decided, hey, let's put fish in windows. It'll be entertainment. And that's primarily how it happened.
Well, entertainment's entertainment. What'd you learn?
I came in with a decent amount of knowledge because I did an unhealthy amount of research leading up to it. But one thing I probably learned the most was just how much future technology and technology that you just can't really tell when or where it will come into existence, how much that can massively influence the day-to-day life of people on a space settlement and how much that can influence the construction of space settlements.
We're here with the NASA Space Settlement Competition crew from Pella High School. And within that, you've talked about what you've learned. You talked about your role. What would you say was your favorite memory or favorite moment from the week?
So there was this one moment. It was after we pulled in a full all-nighter working straight for 26, 27 hours. It was exhausting. At the end of it, we submitted our presentation, and there's almost just a quiet understanding of everybody in the room as we ate breakfast burritos that we would do well, that we were confident, that we were happy with what we did, and that we were proud. Even if we wouldn't win, we were proud of what we accomplished. I think that was my favorite moment.
My favorite moment was probably hearing about what my team did after I fell asleep. Gotta love karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke.
I'd say my favorite moment was submitting our presentation after pulling the all-nighter. It was a very tiring night of designing stuff.
I think you guys are learning if you're going to go to college, it may not be your first all-nighter.
I think that my favorite moment was when we were in the very beginning of, like, designing it, and the structural team was, like, playing with different ideas, and everyone was tossing functionally just spaghetti at a wall to see what stuck. That was, I think, my favorite.
And as I understand, one of you is advancing, correct? Let our listeners know a little bit about that part and what it was like to know that you'll be competing at nationals, I understand, this summer.
Yep. So how it works is, if you're on the winning team, it's a struggle even from there. It's only the top 12 people on a team of usually 50, in this case with 35, get to go on. Luckily, I was one of those 12. And how it's going to work is, come this summer, around July 26th through 30th, we will be going to, instead of Houston, Kennedy Space Center.
Florida.
At that point, we'll be competing not just against other people throughout Iowa and Texas, we'll be competing against people from South Korea, people from India, and I believe even people from China. And it's a lot more professional, a lot higher in terms of quality. They actually mandate you get some sleep, so... Yeah.
Well, huge congratulations to you and to all four of you, the Space Settlement crew that traveled from Pella to Houston, Texas, in March and had a great competition. Congratulations, and hope you learned a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcast, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.